98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, we are delighted to have Tom Papa. He is coming through the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie Thursday, April 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Of course, you know Tom from his comedy, his acting, his podcasts, his books, and much more. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I spent the morning watching What a Day and really started off my day right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We're excited to have you coming through Poughkeepsie. Have you been to the Bardavon before?
No, I haven't. I do a radio show every day with Fortune Feimster, who was just there.
Yeah, that's right. And did she tell you wonderful things about it?
She did. She said it was wonderful. And my daughter goes to school up around there, so I'm familiar with the area. I'm very excited. I actually went to Poughkeepsie when I was very first starting out. There used to be a Bananas comedy club in like a hotel lobby in Poughkeepsie. I think that was the last time I was there.
Yeah, that sounds
performing.
About right. You know, so yeah. Speaking of What a Joke with Papa and Fortune, you've got your daily Sirius XM show, right? And then you've got the the monthly Come to Papa Live, and you've got your podcast Breaking Bread with Tom Papa. Where do you find time to go on tour?
Yeah, it's a good question. I was thinking about that last night. I'm in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now, doing a show for Gildas Club. And I got in probably around midnight after doing my radio show and then leaving L.A. and then coming out. And I was like complaining to myself, like, why are you so tired? And I was like, no, I think I'm allowed to be tired.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, radio is not a super physical medium, but it takes brain power. It takes energy.
Yeah, it's really the travel. If I can keep hydrated and keep enough Cheez-Its in my pocket, I can usually make it.
Yeah, that's Cheez-Its. Is that your go-to road snack?
Yeah, that's my road. Yeah, and they've really gotten aggressive. they've come up with so many flavors and stuff. I've tried to quit them a couple times.
I'm out of the loop. What are the new Cheez-It flavors?
Oh, man, they're going, they've got these white cheddars, then they're doing like a Chex Mix kind of a thing, then they've got this Tabasco one, and now they're doing different sizes and different thicknesses. If you go into certain Hudson Newses that I go to on the road, and it's like, I'm no Cheez-Its today. And then you walk in and it's just one wall of Cheez-Its. It's like, all right, you guys are stronger than I am.
Man, Tabasco sounds like something I want to try.
Yeah, you should.
So this is the Good Stuff Tour. Is there going to be a filmed special for this one, or is this exclusive to your live audiences?
Yeah, no, I'm touring pretty heavy now, and it's going to culminate June 15th in Washington, D.C., where I'll be filming the special for Netflix.
Very cool. And what is it like sitting down to write a new, I'm assuming this is an hour long, or is it longer in the live show? Is it terrifying to try to come up with that much new material?
It could be a little daunting, but you know, you learn through the years, like with this or the books that I write, it's like, just start. It's really, if you take the judgment out of your head, you know, the thing that stops people is like, oh, this isn't, you start writing, you're like, this isn't any good. Well, it's not supposed to be good. Mm. It just, if you accept that it's going to be bad in the first couple drafts, you'll be okay. Then you just get to work on it, and you rewrite, and eventually it becomes something. So as long as you have low expectations about your ability, it's not that scary.
Okay, yeah, that's good advice, actually. Just start doing it and don't judge it.
Yeah, just go.
Yeah. So Tom Papa, of course, coming through the Bardavon on the Good Stuff Tour Thursday, April 11th. Tickets are on sale now. And you put out a book last year, We're All in This Together, So Make Some Room. How was it? That was your third go around being an author, right?
Yeah, it was my third book. And it's great. I love the books. Have been a really kind of a surprising favorite part of this whole career. Because, you know, when I go and do these live shows, I'll do book signings afterwards. And that was the first time I would, like, you know, you do this big show in a theater, and now I have a reason to go out and, like, meet the people and sign. And to have people come up with their books and they're dog-eared, or, you know, people have been, like, reading them. It's I don't know, it's never lost on me that while I'm out doing whatever I'm doing, someone is actually still laughing at my stuff alone somewhere in some other part of the country just because of the books.
Yeah.
And it, it's been pretty great.
Yeah, that's very cool. Any plans for future books, or are you just going to let that happen when it happens?
Yeah, no, I'm always writing. I'm always doodling around with different essay ideas, and then you get to a point where you're like, okay, I'm starting to see where this is going to take shape. We could probably start. The hardest part is when you tell your editor you want to do it, and then they give you a deadline, and then you have to do it.
Right. Yeah. So you don't want to go public with it to your team until you're sure you want to do it.
Right. Exactly. But I'm always writing.
That's awesome. Tom Papa is my guest. You can listen to his podcast. You can listen to his daily SiriusXM show, his monthly SiriusXM show, read his book, watch his Netflix specials, and see him at the Bardavon Thursday, April 11th. Tom, this has been so lovely. Thanks for hopping on with me.
Yeah, thanks for your time. I hope to see you there.